Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Calvary Chapel Lemon Grove. How's everybody doing today? All right. Kind of a subdued reaction, but that's okay. We'll kind of amp things up as we're going here, right? Let's open in a word of prayer. Then we're going to go into a time of worship and teaching, and let's see what God has for us today, shall we? Father God, here we are once again in this house where we love to sing your praises. And so we just offer you now, Lord, our hearts and our minds, and pray, Lord, that you would fix our hearts and minds on you, the author and finisher of our faith. How glorious you are, how much we love you, how much we need your touch today. Inspire us, Lord. Fill us to overflowing with your Spirit. And help us, Lord, to proclaim your truth in a world that is in sore need of it. We love you, Lord, and we thank you for this day. We ask your blessing and your protection on it, and we welcome you here in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's worship.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that made this heart to adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all kings, how shall I be exalted? Glorious in heaven above. Only you came to the earth you created. All for love's sake became poor. So here I am to worship.
Here I am to worship, here I am. altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Here I am to worship. To bow down, here I am to say that you're my God.
He is our God and He loves us so much. He'll see us through any.
You are my strength, strength like no other, strength like no other, reaches to me. You are my Lord.
Thank you. ocean floor, with me in the calm, with me in the storm. Sovereign in my greatest joy, sovereign in my deepest cry, with me in the dark, with me at the dawn. In your everlasting arms, all the pieces of my life, from beginning to the end, I can trust you. In your never-failing love, you work everything for good. God, whatever comes my way, I will trust you. Sovereign in the mountain air, sovereign on the ocean floor, with me in the calm, with me in the storm. Sovereign in my greatest joy, sovereign in my deepest cry, with me in the dark, with me at the dawn. In your everlasting arms, all the pieces of my life, from beginning to the end, I can trust you. In your never failing love, you work everything for good. God, whatever comes my way, I will trust you. God, whatever comes my way, I will trust you. All my hopes, all I need, held in your hands. All my life, all of me, held in your hands. All my fears, all my dreams, held in your hands. All my hopes, all I need, held in your hands. All my life, all of me, held in your hands. All my fears, all my dreams, held in your trust you. In your never failing love, you work everything for good. God, whatever comes my way, I will trust you. In your everlasting arms, all the pieces of my life, from beginning to the end, I can trust you. Your never failing love, you work everything for good. God, whatever comes my way, I will trust you. God, whatever comes my way, I will trust you. God, whatever comes my way, I will trust you. Thank you.
You're welcome to stand if you like.
Jesus, Lord of heaven, oh, I do not deserve the grace that you have given and the promise of your word.
Lord, I stand in wonder
at the sacrifice you made. With mercy beyond measure, in my debt you freely paid. Your love is deeper than any ocean, higher heaven's reaches, beyond the stars in the sky.
Oh, Jesus,
your love has no bounds. Your love has no bounds.
Jesus, Lord of heaven,
grace that you have given and the promise of your word.
Lord, I stand in wonder at the sacrifice you made.
Mercy beyond measure,
love is high, love is all we ever need.
Your love is all we ever need.
Your love is deep, your love is wide, your love is great, your love is high.
Love is all we ever need.
Your love is all we ever need.
has no bounds. You take us in and hold us close no matter who we are. We love you so much, Father. I ask you to continue to bless our day together in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Be seated if you like.
Turn around and wave to somebody. You know. There we go. All right. Well, welcome once again to Calvary Chapel, Lemon Grove. We're glad you're here with us this morning. And, you know, don't have too much in the way of new announcements, except to say, Tom isn't here right now, but if I remember correctly, we got through all of Ezekiel chapter 1 yesterday, didn't we?
Oh, you weren't listening.
Oh, I was listening.
I think what we did was all the way through 2 and part of 3.
You're right.
Yes, sir.
Wow. See, I am stunned by the pace that we are ripping through the book of Ezekiel. Hey, be nice now. But the men's study meets. It is indeed. Yes, so. So, the men's study meets on Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock right here. Men, if you're free on Saturday mornings, by all means, please come out and join us. It's a great time of fellowship and prayer. Let's see. Michael, why don't you come on up? Michael's going to read Psalm 26 for us. All right.
Okay. Psalm 26. Vindicate me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity. I have also trusted in the Lord. I shall not slip. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my mind and my heart. For your loving kindness is before my eyes, and I have walked in your truth. I have not sat with idolatrous mortals, nor will I go in with hypocrites. I have hated the assembly of evildoers, and will not sit with the wicked. I will wash my hands in innocence, so I will go about your altar, O Lord, that I may proclaim with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all your wondrous works. Lord, I have loved the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Do not gather my soul with sinners, nor my life with bloodthirsty men, in whose hands is a sinister scheme, and whose right hand is full of bribes. But as for me, I will walk in my integrity. Redeem me and be merciful to me. My foot stands in an even place. In the congregations, I will bless the Lord.
All right, very good. Thank you, Michael. Isn't that amazing? I mean, David wrote those words thousands of years ago, but it could just as well have been written today, couldn't it? Such timely words. And now we're going to accept morning tithes and offerings. If you have one, you know where the box is in the hallway. Just drop it in there while the worship team plays or after the service. Thank you.
Upon my knee, I need you, I need you, oh Lord, have mercy now on me, forgive me, oh Lord, forgive me, and I will be clean. Upon my knee, I need you, I need you, Lord, have mercy now on me, forgive me, oh Lord, forgive me, and I will be clean. Lord, you are familiar with my ways. There is nothing hid from you.
look upon my need. I need you. I need you, oh Lord. Have mercy now on me. Forgive me, oh Lord, forgive me. And I will be clean. Oh Lord, you are familiar with my face. There is nothing hid from you. Oh Lord, you know the number of my days. I want to live my life for you. Upon my need, I need you, I need you, oh Lord, have mercy now on me, forgive me, oh Lord, forgive me, and I will be.
Team. Before we dive into the message, there is a prayer request that has been brought to my attention, and I'm going to ask Kat to stand up and kind of fill everybody in on the details. So, Kat.
He's 19.
His name is Ethan. Kat, what relationship is Ethan to you?
He is the brother of my niece-in-law.
Okay. Don't try to figure that one out. Yes. Okay. So why don't we lift Ethan before the Lord, shall we? Father, we just come to you now on behalf of Ethan. And Lord, we just ask you, the great physician. Lord, we're surrounded by practicing physicians. Our doctors are nothing more than practicing physicians. But you, Lord, are the great physician. And so now we come to you on Ethan's behalf. You're the one who created him, Lord. You love him. You want what's best for him. And so we just have the privilege now of lifting him before your throne and asking you, Lord, to touch him even now and remove every trace of illness and affliction from him and just knit together every joint, every sinew, every fiber of his body. Make him well, Lord. We just come to you on his behalf now and ask you to make him well. And Lord, we also pray for his family that you would settle their hearts and focus their hearts and their minds on you. And we just love you and thank you for Ethan and commit him to your care now. And Lord, while we're at it, I don't know where Ethan stands with you, so if he knows you, Lord, then we just pray that you would show yourself strong on his behalf, because your word says that you delight to show yourself strong on behalf of those whose hearts are loyal to you. And so if he knows you, Lord, we praise you for that. If he doesn't know you, we pray, Lord, that you would just move his heart to where you want it to be and help him, Lord, to accept Christ while there is yet time. We love you, Lord, and we commit Ethan to you now in Jesus' name. Amen.